أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 29, 30 and 31 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقُلْ سَيْءُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The haqq, the absolute truth is from your Rabb. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is al-haqq, and whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed, whatever Allah ta'ala's kalam is, whatever the words of Allah ta'ala is, whatever the doings of Allah ta'ala, all of it is al-haqq. It is the absolute truth, and we should have absolutely no doubt in all of it. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ. Whoever desires, he should bring iman. وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. And whoever desires should commit kufr. That does not alter the haqq. If the whole world put together, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ commits kufr, the haqq will still remain the haqq. And if everyone brings iman, the haqq will still be haqq. إِنَّا أَعْتَدَنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. Here, and going into the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the two groups. Yesterday we discussed, there was one group that was saying to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if those indigenous, those poor, impoverished Muslims remain in your midst, then we will not come. Now here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it clear. You may be affluent in this world, you may have honor, you may have leadership in this world, referring to the Quraysh of Makkah, but Allah Ta'ala said it doesn't matter. The matter will be that of Akhirat. That is what matters most. So, inna a'tadana lil-zalimina nara. Certainly we have prepared for the wrongdoers, the transgressors, a very great, huge fire. Ahata bihim suradiquha. And around them, surrounding them will be a surat. This surat actually refers to something like a tent, something like a wall. In other words, there will be no escape from this fire of Jahannam. They will be there in it forever and ever. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ. Then obviously the intensity of the fire will create heat. It will create thirst. That heat will create thirst. And then it comes in the narration that the people of Jahannam will be shouting out, Al-Atsh, Al-Atsh. In other words, we thirsty, we thirsty. We need something. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, if they reach out, if they ask for help of water, وَإِيَسْتَغِيثُ يُغَاثُ بِمَاءٍ. If they ask for help, they will be given such water, كَالْمُهُلِ, that will be like the remains of that oil that had been boiled and boiled and boiled. And then Allah Ta'ala says, يَشْوِ الْوُجُوهُ. And when they bring it to their mouths, it will burn their faces. In other words, even before it touches their lips. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif, the intestines will be burnt out. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ. Allah Himself says that this is an evil, this is a terrible drink that they will get. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَا. And it is an evil resting place. Here Allah Ta'ala refers to Jahannam as Murtafaqa. Like how Allah Ta'ala refers to Jannat as Murtafaqa. That in this world, you thought you had it made. People speak about, I've got everything made. There is no worry. Allah Ta'ala is saying that there you will see what kind of resting place you will get. That will be the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. One is righteous practice, and here Allah Ta'ala is saying that we will not let go to waste the ajr of that person who makes his actions good. أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا will refer to that action in which there is ikhlas, no matter how small that action may be. In the eyes of the individuals of this world, it will seem insignificant, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, when it is done with ikhlas, it is done according to Quran, according to Sunnah, then it is great and Allah Ta'ala will reward it. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. For them will be gardens, gardens that will be prepared forever and ever, under which rivers flow. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. They will be made to wear bracelets of gold. Now in this world, it is not permissible for the men to wear bracelets or anything of gold, but there Allah Ta'ala will create a specific way in which it will look also enlightening to the heart. It will look something that Allah Ta'ala has given them honor. In the days gone by, kings used to wear bracelets of gold. Here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about honor. So those poor Sahaba, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, about whom it was said that they should move away, Allah Ta'ala is saying it doesn't matter. In this world they will do whatever, but there in akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will grant them these bracelets of gold, indicating their honor. وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا خُضْرًا, and they will be made to wear clothes that will be green in color, that will be the clothes of Jannah. مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that would find and also thick silk. Now the thick silk will be the inner lining, and then the fine silk will be outside, and that is how Allah Ta'ala will give honor to the people of Jannah. مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ. Here they saying, you should not sit by, O beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There Allah Ta'ala is saying, they will recline on the couches of Jannah. نِعْمَ الثَّوَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, how excellent the reward from Allah Ta'ala will be. There will be absolutely no shortfall. وَحَسُنَتْ مُرْتَفَقَى. And how excellent and how beautiful this resting place will be, that is in Jannah. So in this world, we carry on doing whatever we need to do. We will do for the sake of Allah. When there is ikhlas and sincerity, that honor and dignity will come from Allah Ta'ala in the akhirat. May Allah give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت